last week in Parshas Shoftim, towards the end of Parshas Shoftim, and this week by Tisetse, we're learning a lot about the halachas of Milchoma. Really, in a way, these halachas, Baruch Hashem, don't apply to us very much today. We don't have the experience of going out to Milchoma, most of us. But I think that there's a great deal that these halachas can teach us. There's some very, very interesting aspects to these halachas, and it's kedai to spend a little while to think about them. Now, starting with last week, we have the Ochre HaMilchoma, the ones who have to go back, or can go back. So let's look how the Rambam brings that halacha. It's very, very interesting. It's in Hilchos Melochim, Perek Zayin, halacha Gimel. When all the regiments are getting together, each regiment around its commander, whatever it means, and they're on the point of going out to battle, then the following happens. Moshuach Milchoma Oimed B'Mokam Govaya. The Moshuach Milchoma stands up on a platform. That's a Kohen who was Moshuach, especially as a Moshuach Milchoma, very, very high ranking Kohen. And the whole army is spread out before him. Shema Yisrael, atem kerevim hayom lamilchomo al oyvechem. Al yerach levafrem, don't be afraid. Al tiru v'al tachbezu, not scared in any way at all. V'al tarzu mipnehem. Why? Ki Hashem Elokechem ha'holach imochem lehilochem lochem. Im oyvechem lo'ishia eschem. So he says there's nothing to be afraid about. The Rabbeinu Shalom is here and he's going to help us. Rabbi Sar, there's no place for fear. The Rabbeinu Shalom is here and he's going to look after you. So the Kohen Gadol is Mustama, an older Yid, if he's such a guy, he's a Moshuach Milchom, a Choshev, a Kohen. So he can't talk so loudly that the whole army can hear him. So he has a sergeant major to yell it out so that the soldiers can hear him. So that's what the Rambam says, Ad kan Moshuach Milchom, Oime, v'koyen acha, tachtov, mashmiya l'chol ha'om, b'koyl rom, like they did in the Beis HaMedrash, that they had a meturgeman. So here also, the Kohen Moshuach Milchoma says these psukim from Chumash quietly, and another Kohen announces them to the people. Then, v'achakach, then the Moshuach Milchoma goes on. V'achakach oime Moshuach Milchoma, Mi ho ish asher bono bayis chodosh velo chanocho yelech v'yoshov lebeitzo pen yomus b'milchama v'ish acher yechanchenu. O mi ho ish asher not akorem velo chilelo yelech v'yoshov lebeitzo pen yomus b'milchama v'ish acher yechalelenu. O mi ho ish asher eras isha velo lekocho yelech v'yoshov lebeitzo pen yomus b'milchama v'ish acher yikochenu. Atkan Moshuach Milchoma Medaber. But now it's not a Kohen who's going to tell it to the people. V'hashoyter Mashmiya L'chol Ha'om B'Koil Ram. The guy who's going to let the other people hear is the Shoyter. It's not a Kohen. It's a soldier. The soldier translates or passes on what the Moshuach Milchoma said. He passes on to the people. Then what happens then? V'achakach medabe ha-shoyta me'atzra v'oyme mi ho'ish ha-yore v'rach ha-levav v'shoyta acha mashmiya l'cholam. So we have a very, very interesting thing. You have the three sections over here. The first section is that the Moshuach Milchoma says all the beautiful things that the Torah tells us. The Rabbi Nisham is going with us in the thing, in the camp, and there's nothing to be afraid of, there's nothing to be scared about. And another Kohen lets the people hear about that. The second lot, it's still the Moshuach Milchoma who's speaking, but it's a Shoyter, not a Kohen, who lets the people hear. And the final thing, mi o isha yore v'racha levav, that the Shoyter says, Ratzvila, Moshuach Milchoma doesn't deal with that altogether. I mean, psychologically, what is involved over here? Whenever I see this Rambam, I always think that this is almost an exact conversation, I'm sure, which takes place in thousands of families, We have the Bochum learning in yeshiva, and the yeshiva exerts effort to persuade the Bochum not to go to college. I was a Zaymit Parnosa, so Rabbanu Shemot Helfen, I've never seen anybody who went to Koilin and didn't have. We all know the kinds of persuasions which take place. Then the boy comes home and he says, the Rebbe says everything's going to be okay. So the father says, yeah, everything is okay. You saw Yankel down the block? Yeah, he learned, he never went to college, doesn't have a panosa, and nowadays he's going crazy, his wife needs an operation. Yeah, in other words, what you have over here is a juxtaposition in the machane of the milchoma of an idyllic state and of the truth on the ground. The Kohen, the Moshiach Milchoma, and the Meturgeman, yeah, who's also a Kohen, they project to the soldiers an ideal state. You know what this is supposed to be, you know the Stab Zayin? A Stab Zayin that nobody's going to get hurt. Nobody's going to get hurt. They told the Rabban also talks about that by Mechemes Mitzvah, there was nobody in the eye. So there was a reason why some of the people got killed, but it made everybody crazy, like people shouldn't get killed. It's all a Mechemes Mitzvah. And that's what the Kohen says. The Kohen says, and the people hear it from the Kohen. Say, this is what the emes is. The emes is, he has nothing to fear. Again, or like all those expressions of fear. Shema Yisrael, atem kerevim hayom lamilchama al oivechem, al yerach levavchem, al tiru, val techbzu, val tatsu mipneihem. Ki Hashem elakechem, ahoylech imochem, velochem lochem, im oivechem, lehoshia eschem. The Rabbi Shem is going to save you. Nobody's going to die. And that's what the Kohen announces. Now comes something very strange. He just now said that everything is going to be fine and nobody's going to die. And suddenly there's a group of three people who have to go home. Pen Yomus ba Milchomo v'Yishacher. It's a tragedy. It's a tragedy for Klal Yisrael. If these people die in the Milchomo, he hasn't had a chance. Each person has a unique something to teach to Klal Yisrael. The first one who's born of bias. So we haven't seen yet how he lives, how he gets on with the neighbors, how he has a sense of achrayus towards the community. He's a good neighbor. He's looking out for everybody. Each person is an individual and has something to teach us. Why can the king or whoever it is draft me to go into the army? Because it's a debt which I owe to society. So Memela, like, it's a big nuisance for me. I don't want to go to the army. I've been planning this, I've been planning that, I've been planning the other. Comes again the Mela, or comes again the government and says, yeah, but you have to go. And over here, the community can impose its will on the person to go and fight. Zog David the Rebbeinu Shloilem, right? But the community doesn't have that right, and thereby to deny itself something which this individual could have taught us about neighborliness. Same thing for the guy who was Nota Koran, that's his Panosa. How does a person go to the Panosa? If there's a limited amount of water to water the vines, is he going to grab it all for himself? Is he going to share it? He sees his neighbor is staggering under the weight of all the fruits, so he goes over, although he's tired, he's been working in his thing, to go and help him carry. You've got something to teach us. That the tzibur cannot ask you here to go to the war. If you go to the war and Chas v'Shalom you'll die, Klal Yisrael will forever lose that which you as an individual would have been able to contribute. And the same thing is, Asher bo Asher nosa isha, Asher eras isha. So much a person can teach Klal Yisrael how to act at home, the kind of home he's supposed to have, with all the things we hear about it all the time. So we have to send them home. So that's still the Kohen doing it. The Kohen can live with that, the Kavashurach Milchama. But it's not a Kohen who's going to announce it to the people. The people are going to hear it from a Shaita. Although it's the Mashiach Milchama who said the Nusach, but the Tirgum, the telling it to the people, that is left to a Shaita. That a minute ago the Kohen said nobody's going to die, and now suddenly he's coming to tell him, yeah, but it could be that real people will die. What's going on? We'll see a little bit soon, but in the meantime, like You can understand the halacha, but over here it's the shaita who should say it. It's not kedai they should hear it from the kohen. Moshiach HaMacham. Then the last, mi yorish ha-yorev, rach ha-levav, that even the kohen can't bring himself to say. The shaita says it, the shaita announces it, was it does. We just heard that the Rebbeinu Shalom is Mashiach Eschem, the Rebbeinu Shalom is hoilach bekerav machanechem, and he's going to help you, and yorev, rach ha-levav, was it does, me'averus shebiyodai, so can't you do tshuva? Was is mitir? You just now heard it's all going to be okay. Maybe the other people have a justifiable excuse. They realize that, and they're not going home because they're afraid. They're fakir. They would hold that they would like to be in the army and fight together with their brothers. Of Vazal Menzog, the Rabbani Shalom said that no, you have something more important to offer the tzibur than that you should be cannon fodder. So next time you'll be able to go out to the Milchama. But in the meantime, do your first steps in neighborliness, in business ethics, in family dynamics. That's more important now for you. So that I can understand. Of a person who should be Yore Varacha Levov. So that's a Moyer de Gezach. And as I said, there's always an ideal, and then there is the facts on the ground. The Shiva Bacher comes home, says, I want to go to Kailo, I don't want to go to university, I'm not going to those. The Rebbeinu Shalom is going to look after me, I'm going to be okay. And the father, who may not be on that same page, may say to him, let me take you around, I'll take you for a walk around the block, and I'll point out to you the various houses, none of which I'm managing. So who's right, the Rebbe or the father? The Talmud says that that's the Moshiach Milchama, and there is the Shoita. No, well, who's Taka right? Who's Taka Emes? The Teretz is that the enormous Chokmah which Rabbeinu Shlalom invested in this whole ceremony of the Marochas of the Archa Milchama is that the soldiers hear a Mayudig message over here. You see, that's the vort over here, and that's why I think that it's such a Mayudig Zach, way and beyond the issues of Milchama, we can learn enormous lessons from this. See, the battlefield is a place where there's no kidding. There's no kidding. We are face to face with the truth. On the one hand, you have the Moshiach Milchama standing there and saying, guys, it's going to be okay. Don't worry. You don't have to be afraid. Not a key who's there. To laugh in the Torah. Yeah? You're not allowed to be afraid. And that's what the Moshiach Milchama says. It's there before you. Grab onto this and you taka don't have anything to be afraid. Nature is that not everybody will do that. So then Nebuch the Kohen has to talk about the Archa Milchama who go home. Although it's only the Shoita who announces it, but Nebuch the Kohen must have felt very, very bad. No, it's a realism. There's a reality. And then comes the Isha Yorav Rach HaLevav. The coin is not even going to touch that. But the vote is like this. Where does the emes lie? The teretz is that the emes lies where you want to have it. If you allow yourself to experience the Hashem Elokecha Mishalach Bekerah Machanecha V'hoya Machanecha Kadosh, if you allow yourself to experience that, then you won't be killed. If you can't allow yourself to experience that, and you've got all kinds of other things going in the Milchama, so then maybe you will be killed. In other words, it's a very sharp lesson. There's, like I say, on the battlefield there's no kidding. Either you're going to get hit or you won't get hit. And it's a very, very clear choice, apparently, that's being put over here to the soldiers. Say, look, it's in your hands. You don't have to be afraid. That means, if you want to hashlech al Hashem Yehovcha, if you're going to want to trust yourself fully to the Rebbeinu Shalom, you won't have anything to be afraid. You feel you can't do it? No, then there's a problem. And you're Muspa Milchama. See, this idea, like, what, you find enormous stealers in this battlefield, and it's dafka from those stealers that I think that we can learn a very big much for our own life through Olam Hazeh. Let's go back to Kiseitze. That's Perek Chof Gimel Posuk Yud. Kiseitze Machane Al Oivecha. When you go out to war against your enemies, V'nishmata Mikoil Dovaro. be careful not to be bad. What does that mean? Steht in Ramban, Meir in der Welt. Listen to what the Ramban says. Wenn ich schmarte mit Kolder war, Shasotan Mekatrek Beshas Asakona, Loshen Rashi. In other words, the Moshe Rabbeinu was telling the people that be very, very careful that when you're in the army, not to do any averus, because you should always be careful not to do averus. But over here, it's very kedai to put in an extra effort. Why is it kedai to put in an extra effort? Because there's a kitzvuk, b'shas ha-sakona, the sotan is mekatri. V'hanochel be'enai, now listen to this Ramban. V'hanochel be'enai, be'inyin ha-mitzvah ha-zois, ki ha-kosuf yazhir, bo'es asher ha-cheit motzu boi. The Pasuk tells us, gives us warnings, specifically in situations where a warning is very much in place. That means in situations where we would be more inclined to do averus than we normally are, that is where the Torah gives us a special warning, watch out. Now listen to what the Ramban says. V'hayodua b'minhoge ha-machanois ha-yotzes la-milchoma. It's known by everybody that an army that goes out to war, they're going to eat whatever they find. Even if it's a ta'eva, it's sickening. They'll eat it, they don't care. Yitzilu, they'll steal. The yachmesu, and they'll rob. V'lo yisboi shoshu, afilu b'niyuf v'chol nevola. Nothing is also for them. Somebody puts on a uniform, this is a Moyer Gezach about crowd psychology. He says that put a guy on a uniform and they're going to do Kol Dova also. You know, I heard once from somebody, I don't remember anymore who said it, maybe it was Rashidun. He says it's very interesting that in pre-war Poland, you know, there was already the people, the Maskilem, who were Pyrrhic oil and everything. And they put on plays, and on the plays they always made leitzonas from Frumme Yidden. That was the Greister Chochma of the plays. And that's what it is. They made leitzonas. Ha ha ha, you see how stupid they are. So they put on one play about an army, a Jewish fight. So the plot was something like this, that, you know, who are the soldiers? So they sent over home anybody who did averus or anything like that. So who's left? So Mistame the Chofetz Chaim and Reb Chaim Weizer, but Nochar Po'el Chayidin, they're Mistame the soldiers who will be left. So then they come to the front, and now you've got to go to shoot. I mean, it's a mitzvah to shoot. So Chofetz Chaim says to Reb Chaim Weizer, Ich bin eich mechabit, you're the Tan Bechochom of you. She's here, you go and shoot. He said, Nein, Chas V'Shon, the Rebbe is not shooting. Right? They made such a late sonnet like that. So somebody said, when he heard about that play, he said what they don't understand, these fools, is that it's taka b'emes like that. It's taka like that. The people who were there in the milchama, in the milchama smith especially, yeah, they were taka the Chofetz Chaims of the day and the Chaim Moses of the day. They were taka like that, and that's exactly how it was, because they were good to Taira Yidden, and they were the ones who could be aware of the Rebbeinu Shloilam even under these terrible circumstances. And so they were talking about each other. You shoot. What's the difference? It's only some hishtadlus that we have to do, and Rabban Shem will make the bullet find its place if he has a plan for it. I don't know whether they knew what to do, how to shoot, which button to push. And still the Ramban says, you see that? So who are the soldiers? The Rosh Chaim of Chaim Moser. And what do we know about them? V'hayodua b'minhoge ha-machanois ha-yotzes le-milchama ki yoichlu kol tzoyeva yikzelu v'yachmesu v'lo yisboi shoshu afilu b'niyuf v'chol nevola ha-yosho b'vnei odam b'tivai. If somebody is a very, very elegant person by nature, yislabesh achzor yoyz v'chema b'tzeis machanei al-oyev. Wow, isn't that something? That means the person, the personality becomes completely destroyed. And all inhibitions that you had in other times, everything goes by the wayside, you're cruel, you're greedy, that's where you are, that's how that army is going to look. It's Moiradik. Hayosha b'vnei Odom, b'tivoy, yislabish achzor yisvachem obetzeis machane aloibav. V'alkein hizirboy hakosuf, and that's why the Torah tells him, nishkamatu mikol davaro, be careful. Don't allow yourself to degenerate into such a horrible person. You're not that way, really. The Torah says, it's the army, you have to be concentrated on the fighting and away from the choices, away from this. So it's very easy to collapse who you really are. And that's why the Torah says, Nishmato mikol davaro. Let's see how this battlefield looked. It's really very, very interesting. The pasuk goes on over here. So we read already pasuk Yud. He said, "Say machane al oivecho v'nishmatu mikol dovavo, ki yir v'cho ish asher lo yir toya mikre lailo v'yetzer chutz l'machane lo yovel tzarech ha'machane." Oh, suddenly it's got a din of machane levir. The Tumas HaYoshes Megufon can't go into the machane levir. I mean, even in the machne. One second, I'm getting my halacha mixed up. That's the din. He's a mikre laila, and he can't come into the machne. Lo yovel tzarech machne. V'ho yer lifnos erev yichas v'mayim v'ro'e hashemesh yovel tzarech machne. Now, v'yoti elocho michutz l'machne. Now we come to Hilchos Beis HaKisa. You should have a Beis HaKisa somewhere michutz l'machne. The yotzis of shomer chutz, and when you have to go to the bathroom, that's where you should go. The yotzis tia lechol azenecho, and you should have a spade among your weapons. The hoyer b'shiftach chutz, and you have to go to the bathroom. The chofatabo, and you'll dig with that spade, and you'll cover up the tzoyer. B'chitzis tzeosecho. Ki Hashem elokecho mishalech b'kerem machanecho, la'atzilcho, v'losis oivecho lefanecho, v'hoyer machanecho kodosh. What's this wrong? Why can't there be tzoya in the machane? So listen to what the Ramban says. The same Ramban who said a minute ago that the soldiers are going to lose all gevulim. They're going to do everything. Kol dovo osa, they're going to do. Now let's hear a little bit about what's going on in this machane. So he says, Balkain Hizirboy Hakosov on the Tsoya. Here, one second, I got the wrong place. Balderach Hapshat Hizir Beval HaMikre, that if somebody became Tome, Mikre Laila, Lotzeis Mikol HaMachane, Mipnei HaTam HaNizke, Shashem Elokecho Mahalech Imonu Lehoshienu, VaHaMachane Kodosh, Ushiyir Libeinu Miskaven LaKodosh Boruchu, VNoichil Yeshuosoi, VLoi Nismach Bizroya Bosa. Isn't that unbelievable? He says, the machane has a kedusha. It's like a kedusha, like in the Beis Hamikdash. And just like you can't go in the Beis Hamikdash with the Tumas HaYotzes Megufon, you can't go in the Machane Levir. The Tumas Meis was alright in the Machane Levir, but Tumas HaYotzes Megufon was not alright in the Machane Levir. That's why Taka, I said it correctly before. I'm sorry, I got mixed up. V'atam ha'niskash Hashem ishalach imonu lo she'enu v'amachane kodosh. What are you supposed to be doing? You're supposed to be feeling that your mama is in the Machane Levir, you're close to the Rabbi Nishlon, and maybe you can hope for his help. Nismach bizroya bosa, v'loi nismach bizroya bosa, and we won't trust our arms and our weapons. B'chein hatam b'kisri hatzoya. Ki hamachane kuloi kemikdash Hashem. You heard that? And that's why the tzoyo mustn't be in the Beis HaMikdash. Because the whole machane, listen to this, it's a machane where the people are wild and they'll kill and they'll become gluttons and they'll become drunk and they'll become mizane people. That's what the Ramban said before. Yoshev b'nei Odom. And what do we hear over here? It's a Mokam Kodesh, like the Machane Levir. And the Ribbono Shel Olam is there. And all these halachos are made in order that you should know that the Ribbono Shel Olam is there. Turn to the Ribbono Shel Olam and trust in him, like we said by the Moshiach Melchama, and nobody's going to get killed. Now listen to this, how the Ramban goes on a little later. The Tam Kisri HaTzoyah, She'ein HaTzoyah K'tumah, She'titmah Es Mekoymah, She'tiyah B'kaz V'oileh. This is not a question of Tumah and Tahara. Avol Osa L'Roysa Be'ez Tefillah, U'v'yoyz HaLeiv Dovek B'Shem HaNichbot. Why not? When you're davening, and when your heart is cleaving to the Ribbono Shel Olam, mipnei shehadvarim hanifasim yolidu gnai v'nefesh. If you see something ugly, smelly, yolidu gnai v'nefesh, they make you pursed. Yishavshu kavonas alev hatoher, and they get your mind thinking about 500 different things except to be dovok in the Ribbono Shel Olam. V'chasher nelmo me'ein oraya ein ra. Hear that? So what I'm trying to point out is this, that you have these enormous stiras. You have these enormous stiras. Like it's from the word go, you have terrible stiras. The Moshiach Melchama says nothing's going to happen. The Shaita tells you, listen, better go home. You might die. That's a stira. It's a stira in perception. But the emphasis is that both is true. How do I know that both is true? Because that's expressed in these Rambans over here. Because the Ramban says on the one hand, Machane Melchama by definition is a horrible place. That put a gun in somebody's hand, especially within a group, and they become terrible, terrible people. The emphasis is never, there have been enough stories of that. How people are going who were before decent going better. But when the Nazis came and when they started recruiting the civilians in order to Hagen Yidden, so the best friends also joined in. That you have a group, you have a uniform, you have power, it does terrible things to the people. So you think that that place where such kind of life is going on is the last place on earth which the Ribbono Shel Olam would have wanted to give it the character of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Machane Leviyah. But he did. He did. The halacha is going to bring to the soldier's mind, Yankel, listen. You see this tzoyah, take it away. It's got no place over here. This is a place for davening. If you're in the Machane Melchama, your mind should be totally focused on the Ribbono Shel Olam. I hope in him, pray to him, be part of him, and you'll be okay. So you have these enormous stilos, and that's why I say that these halachas can help us very, very much in our daily life also. Like we're not in a Machane Melchama, but where we live and in the culture within which we live, it's worse than there's so many terrible things. So many really, really terrible things. So you think, like, what do you want from me? Yeah, like, how can I divorce my mind from everything that goes on around me and be mechaven to the Ribbono Shel Olam? So, Chofetz says some of the yeshivas are like the Tevas Noyach, there's an ear miklah called the yeshiva. It's easier in yeshiva. Baruch Hashem, the many balebatim who are not in yeshiva and who also manage to surround themselves with an aura of kedusha, an aura of shivisi Hashem l'negdi somed, and are able thereby to tear themselves away from all the influences that the culture might draw them into, and they can free themselves from it. You see, that's the whole Torah over here. You know, you've got a place where you have two opposites, the two extremes, and from the whole thing, from the word go, like I said, starts from the beginning. By the Ochel Bechoma, the soldier is faced with the two possibilities. Are you going to believe the Moshiach Melchama? Are you going to believe the Shaita? The Torah says, you know, it's not a question of believing, or are they both right? But it's my choice whether I go into this group or into that group. You're in the Machane. Alright, there's no plumbing. So you've got to have some place to use as a bathroom. So, the prostkite, which is a natural part of the army camp, might have suggested, well, what's the difference here, wherever it is, so you go to the bathroom. I says, no, Roy Machanecho Kodesh, the Rebbein Shalom is here. And I don't want the tzaya over here. Not because it's tomeh. It's not tomeh. It's not tomeh. It's tohoy gomel. No problem whatsoever. But it's something ugly. It's something prost. And if it's something ugly and prost, it has no place over here. It has no place over here. Here I am raping women and eating kodova also. What do you want from me? I want from you that you shouldn't do that. And you should realize that you are in a mokam kodesh and the Rabban Shem is right here, ready to help you and to save you. Okay, I mean, if you've been listening so far, you've got the message. It seems from all these halachas that we are able to be Baisha, but we can be Mitzar of Rashi over here, but it's Bemokam Sakona, the Sotan is Mekatrek. The line between being good and being bad is a narrow line. It's very, very easy in our culture to be bad. It's very, very wonderful to be good. And that's what we learn from these parshas.